Now we're ready to start. Speaker A.
Do you keep in mind when you learn to ride a bike? By far the most critical portion was getting the balance proper. When you could balance quickly, the pedals could turn smoothly to drive the wheels and get the bike moving. The similar factor is true on the subject of choosing our food. As soon as we have learned to cautiously balance the amounts and types of food eaten, all of the organs inside the body will function smoothly, plus the body will work efficiently.
Speaker B. Breakfast is usually an extremely significant meal. Our bodies always will need power, and soon after a night's sleep, power levels are low. Cars, buses and trains cannot run without fuel. So, no matter whether you are off to school or out and about at the weekend, get started the day with breakfast. Lots of carbohydrates are just the ticket. Attempt cereal with semi-skimmed milk, fruit or yogurt, toast or bread, possibly with lean meats. Speaker C.
The fact is, there are actually no good or poor foods, so I don't miss out on the foods I get pleasure from. The ideal strategy for me is when I get enough vitamins. Besides, I eat a wide assortment of foods each day. I base my food on carbohydrates. At the least half of the calories inside my diet plan must come from these foods. So it is truly a great thought to include at the very least one of these at each meal.
Speaker D. As for me, I eat fruits and vegetables with every single meal and as tasty snacks. Fruits and vegetables are among the most crucial foods for giving us sufficient vitamins, minerals, and fiber. We must all attempt to eat 5 servings each day. For instance, a glass of fruit juice at breakfast, maybe an apple and banana as snacks, and 2 vegetables at meal times, then you might have already reached your total. Speaker E.
I understand that too much saturated fat just isn't great for my well-being. Consuming too lots of those tasty, fatty foods such as butter, spreads, fried meats and sausages, pies and pastries may not always be so excellent for my body. While we have to have some fats to obtain all the nutrients we want, it is truly superior for our wellness if we don't eat an excessive amount of these foods and get knocked off balance. So when I have a high-fat lunch, I decide on a low-fat dinner.
Speaker F. Even when you eat regular meals during the day, nonetheless, there will be times between which I really feel hungry, particularly if I have been very physically active. Snacks can fill the gap, but should not be eaten in place of meals, only as an additional food. There are actually lots of distinct snacks accessible. My choice may possibly be crisps, nuts, as well as other packet snacks, chocolate bars, cakes and biscuits. On other occasions, I may prefer a sandwich, some fresh or dried fruits, or maybe sticks of vegetables like carrots and celery. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Do you keep in mind when you learn to ride a bike? By far the most critical portion was getting the balance proper. When you could balance quickly, the pedals could turn smoothly to drive the wheels and get the bike moving. The similar factor is true on the subject of choosing our food. As soon as we have learned to cautiously balance the amounts and types of food eaten, all of the organs inside the body will function smoothly, plus the body will work efficiently.
Speaker B. Breakfast is usually an extremely significant meal. Our bodies always will need power, and soon after a night's sleep, power levels are low. Cars, buses and trains cannot run without fuel. So, no matter whether you are off to school or out and about at the weekend, get started the day with breakfast. Lots of carbohydrates are just the ticket. Attempt cereal with semi-skimmed milk, fruit or yogurt, toast or bread, possibly with lean meats. Speaker C.
The fact is, there are actually no good or poor foods, so I don't miss out on the foods I get pleasure from. The ideal strategy for me is when I get enough vitamins. Besides, I eat a wide assortment of foods each day. I base my food on carbohydrates. At the least half of the calories inside my diet plan must come from these foods. So it is truly a great thought to include at the very least one of these at each meal.
Speaker D. As for me, I eat fruits and vegetables with every single meal and as tasty snacks. Fruits and vegetables are among the most crucial foods for giving us sufficient vitamins, minerals, and fiber. We must all attempt to eat 5 servings each day. For instance, a glass of fruit juice at breakfast, maybe an apple and banana as snacks, and 2 vegetables at meal times, then you might have already reached your total. Speaker E.
I understand that too much saturated fat just isn't great for my well-being. Consuming too lots of those tasty, fatty foods such as butter, spreads, fried meats and sausages, pies and pastries may not always be so excellent for my body. While we have to have some fats to obtain all the nutrients we want, it is truly superior for our wellness if we don't eat an excessive amount of these foods and get knocked off balance. So when I have a high-fat lunch, I decide on a low-fat dinner.
Speaker F. Even when you eat regular meals during the day, nonetheless, there will be times between which I really feel hungry, particularly if I have been very physically active. Snacks can fill the gap, but should not be eaten in place of meals, only as an additional food. There are actually lots of distinct snacks accessible. My choice may possibly be crisps, nuts, as well as other packet snacks, chocolate bars, cakes and biscuits. On other occasions, I may prefer a sandwich, some fresh or dried fruits, or maybe sticks of vegetables like carrots and celery. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.